Just want to bring a few thoughts about our congregation and what the Lord is, what we believe the Lord is speaking to us. We've had a rich heritage. We've had a rich history of what the Lord has done here and on this corner for decades, and we want to see His hand mightily upon us in the time that we have left. We don't know if it's 5 minutes or 5 years or 50 years or what the time we have left to work before He comes again for us. And we heard reports from different members of the congregation, and we were excited that the Lord still speaks today. It wasn't pressured. There was no pressure for any of us to give impressions of what God is saying. He speaks through His Word. He speaks to our hearts. And He speaks through others. And that's very normal. Well, the way the Lord speaks to me, as I said about a week ago, that I get a tugging in my heart. And then it's kind of like a sensation, a feeling of desperation to speak out, to say something. And if it stays with me, I have the sense that it's from the Lord. But if it lifts up, then I know that it's probably from my own senses. One of the things that we heard was a report from a paper that a young lady prepared for the Hebrew University. She asked her professor if she could, as an Orthodox Jew, write about this congregation. And the professor gave her the permission. And in order to fulfill the paperwork, she interviewed different ones of us. She attended quite a few services. And she came back with quite an amazing report about this congregation, and we felt it was important enough to listen carefully what her impressions were, what her input might be. And amazingly, it was all positive. I'm sure if she would have been here long enough, she could have found many things to criticize and to improve on. But she was very kind in her paper. And this was a university level paper on a congregation that generally I don't think most of the professors would have advised her to even darken the doors of this place. So we even heard from non-believers, and the things that warmed my heart from her report was that the sense of the community that we share, and the lack of strict hierarchy, and that those that work on the sound, just like Alfred's doing, and Leanne, are you can see them doing other jobs. Or Alfred will be preaching one Shabbat, And we all have a flexibility of doing different functions in the congregation, and that structure is very positive and very, very laudable. And so we were given the charge and the call to sit in silence for some of the times and to listen for the voice of the Lord. And we did that, and one of the scriptures that we went over in the time that Winona gathered the children up front and told them a little Bible story about from 1 Samuel chapter 3 about Eli and Samuel, and how that I'll just read a few verses here. Now the boy Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no widespread revelation. We talked about how that the Lord had moved upon this congregation in the 70s with a renewal, a Holy Spirit renewal that swept the world, and how we met out in the chapel just out in the lawn where the gazebo is, and how that after the work of the Holy Spirit began to, in a mighty way, healing bodies and restoring marriages and working in deep works in all of our lives, how we soon had to break out the walls, the four walls of the chapel that seated about 50. And soon we were spread out into over into the lawn area on every direction, and it was causing quite an impact on the neighborhood, and we got the attention of a certain group of Kahana, Rabbi Meir Kahana, that had a radical group that actually torched the place, which led to the building of this sanctuary here after 9 years of meeting out in the parking lot under, Linda, you remember those days, right? How many were here during the chicken coop days or the tent? Yeah. So you know what we're talking about. And the Lord blessed mightily, and we were anxious for him to speak and to move again in our lives and in the life of the congregation. And in verse 2 it says, "And it came to pass at that time while Eli was lying down in his place, when his eyes had begun to grow dim so that he could not see, and before the lamp of God went out in the tabernacle of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and that while Samuel was laying down, that the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, 'Here I am.'" That's one thing about the voice of the Lord that came to Samuel. It didn't sound like a foreign voice. I mean, he thought it was Eli's voice, but it was a familiar to his heart. And if we hear a voice that sounds strange and troubling, then I'd suggest to check it out according to the Word. And if you get an impression that doesn't fit with Scripture, you know, you can dismiss it immediately. So he went to Eli and said, "Here am I, for you called me." And he said, "I did not call you. Lie down again." And went and lay down. Now the Lord called yet again, "Samuel, Samuel." And he rose and went to Eli and said, "Here am I, for you called me." And he answered, "I did not call you, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, nor the word of the Lord yet revealed to him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time, and he rose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you did call me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord had called the boy. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, "Go lie down, and it shall be that if he calls again, you must speak, 'Lord, your servant hears.'" So Samuel went down and lay down again in his place. And we all need to be, including myself, in a position, in a mode of hearing what the Lord wants to speak to us. To be honest, sometimes I've neglected that word. I haven't been careful to obey that word to my heart. And then it becomes a little harder to hear clearly the next time. But the more we get into practice of listening and obeying, because sometimes I get a word that it's not comfortable for my flesh. Not very, very, convenient for me to obey to my shame. And so the voice of the Lord to my heart begins to become indiscernible. So the more we obey, the more he can speak in clarity, and the more we're in that mode, we'll hear and understand his word more clearly. Then the Lord said to Samuel, "Behold, I will do something in Israel which both ears of everyone who hears, it will tingle." And it was interesting that we had Debbie Dorr there, who was born and raised practically on the site here and lived most of her life here. Her father, Bob Lindsay, he used to get this tingling in his ear whenever the Lord wanted to get his attention, because as he felt, he was a very, very brilliant person, but he felt the Lord was speaking to him that he was too stupid to hear the voice of the Lord clearly. We might need something similar to get our attention, whether it's a tingling in the ear, like it says here in the scripture, or some other indication that God is trying to get our attention. I hope it isn't through disobedience, like some of us have confessed to and never want to repeat. One of the things that the Lord has impressed us to be involved in is ministry to orphans and widows. And that's a part of the command of the Lord to all his body to be more. Because his command is that the work that we do amongst the least of his brethren, we do it unto him. And an area that we've neglected, and that we're getting calls every few days, are from prisoners in the Israeli prison system that want Bible studies and want study materials, and we talked to Lindell. I hope we can have that program available from the Nazarene Church, memorization, and what do they call it? The Bible quiz. And so we're on the way to securing materials for the prisons system that is here, that a lot of foreign prisoners and even from Africa and from Europe and from all over the world. And we want to get more involved in some of these areas of ministry that don't always bring us into the limelight or into the attention of the many, but it's the Lord's work, and we want to be busy about His work and be rewarded by Him. All these different ministries that we have been involved in and want to yet get involved in require stick-to-itiveness, patience, and ministry in a long-term sense, not just some excitement on the spirit of the moment and a short-term splash in the fire, as it were. So we want to hear the Lord in a new sense and allow Him to move on us in a new, fresh way. Whichever direction that takes us, we want to be careful to hear and respond in like manner. One of the things that we took note of in some of the report of our history is that we were much more involved in the local languages, both Arabic and Hebrew. And we want to do that as well. Get back in, because not for the last year and something we haven't had a Hebrew expression here on this corner. And if we can expand it into Arabic as well, we will trust the Lord that He gives the wherewithal and the personnel and the commitment to work on that, in that as well. So let's receive this charge of the scripture to be more like Samuel, ready to hear the voice of the Lord in whatever circumstances we find ourselves in. If we're sleeping, that's one of the times that the Lord can speak to us more clearly through dreams and through right in the quiet times of our sleep, when we've laid the duties of work and busyness aside, and the Lord can get our attention that way. And you know, it's interesting that Samuel, His ministry was noted by the presence of the Lord on his life, and he anointed the kings, King David, and Saul, and he had a central place in the life and the ministry of this nation, and we want to be as useful in the kingdom of God as he was in. God is no respecter of persons. He doesn't care about me or some of the rest of us more than the rest who are here or outside these walls. We're, after all, just one of the expressions of the body of Messiah in this city, in this nation. And we want to play our part, though. We want to be faithful to His word and in His direction. So let's commit these things to our attention, and as we move forward, let's move forward together as the people of God in this city, irrespective of our background, our culture, our language. We can move together as one body under Him. Father, we bless You and thank You that You do speak today, that You want to communicate Your heart to ours. Lord, we give You complete freedom to communicate to us in the way that You choose. while always being careful to test that word, to see if it's according to your word, your scripture that you've given us to test these things, Lord, and whether the word comes from friends and brothers and sisters in the body, whether they come from even an unbeliever, Lord, let's be open. Help us to be open to your working in our lives in a fresh way. And Lord, we pray that you would sweep this land with a new breath, a new wind of your Holy Spirit, and that you would bring in hundreds and hundreds of people into your kingdom, both Jew and Arab and all the other groupings of people here in this land. We love you, Lord. We praise you. We thank you that we can expect you to do the amazing things in our lives, in our families, that you can bring back those that are wandering, that those that are sick, they're ill, you can restore them to health. And Lord, we pray that we'll be faithful in this generation to do the work that you've called us to do in this time. We love and bless you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we pray that we'd have listening ears, ready hearts, open minds to your moving amongst us. And Lord, we don't know what shape that movement will take, but we know that one thing, that you'll be glorified, you'll be lifted up, you'll draw men and women, boys and girls to you. Lord, we're so moved by the promise of a great revival here in this nation. Lord, we read in your word that the movement that will take place here will astound the nations. It will shake the world, according to Romans 9:10-11. And Lord, we want to be part of that. We don't want to be a hindrance to that promise. We don't want to be stumbling blocks, but Lord, we want to be signs that point people to you. Signs that give correct and faithful direction to your word and to the movement of your spirit. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we lift up the nations around about this nation, Lebanon, Jordan, Arabia, and Egypt, especially Egypt these days, when there's so much rage, so much chaos. Lord, we pray that you keep your hand of restraint and hand of blessing upon those people. May they find you and turn to you in this hour of need. Lord, may they know your comfort, may they know your direction, and may they know your joy. We lift up the believers, the Christians in those lands, and pray that they will lead out in some way to be on the vanguard, to be on the forefront, to be on the cutting edge of what you're doing there. We bless you and thank you now that we can hear your voice. Help us to know it clearly and precisely, Lord, in this day and age. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Bless one another. Greet one another. Lord bless you. Amen. Mm-hmm.